This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, for many months I've been saying that if the 2024 presidential election becomes a rematch of 2020, many voters will stay home, and recent polls confirm my prediction. There is another possibility. The lack of enthusiasm for Biden and Trump might increase the possibility of more Americans voting for a third-party candidate. The announcement by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. that he is running as an independent makes that possibility even more likely. Of course, he's not the only third-party candidate. The Libertarian Party and the Green Party will no doubt nominate candidates that will appear on most ballots. The No Labels Party is a centrist party that may nominate one Democrat and one Republican for the ticket. You know, this scenario also explains why leaders in both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party have engaged in a scorched-earth campaign against these parties and their candidates. Their attacks last time on Jill Stein and Evan McMullen will pale in comparison to the attacks we see against third-party candidates. We will be hearing that voting for a third-party candidate is throwing your vote away. It is not. The two major political parties don't own your vote. They need to earn your vote. If you see a candidate worthy of your vote, you should vote for that person. We'll also be hearing that voting for third-party candidates also takes votes away from another political party. But that assumes that the voter would have voted for the main party candidate if a third-party candidate wasn't on the ballot. This is a difficult argument to prove. Perhaps the best example of that is the 2000 presidential election, in which Democrats argued that Ralph Nader's candidacy kept Al Gore from winning Florida. This may be the year of the third party, which will remind the major parties that they don't own your vote. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.